Ralphie Radio Show, hey, right around the corner, yes, another reality competition. The X Factor is coming across the pond to Fox next week. And Last Night in Hollywood, big time premiere. Matter of fact, entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman was there, and she joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jill, thanks for the time, and tell me about your evening last night as you got to see one of the new episodes of The X Factor, correct?
I did. I got to tell you, you said another competition series. Well, I think we're in for it with this one. I am really excited about it, especially after seeing the second episode, which is what they showed us at the premiere. Mm-hmm. Going into a little bit cynical, like, all right, we got all these competition shows. They're kind of all turning out to be the same thing. This one is standalone. Everybody's going to love it. It grabs your emotions. It's a tearjerker. It makes you laugh, and it's big. Everything about it is grand and big. They've got, of course, Nicole Scherzinger, Simon Cowell's back, along with former American Idol judge Paula Abdul, record mogul L.A. Reid, and they have a new host that all the ladies were buzzing about last night. His name is Steve Jones.
Okay.
Got quite the cast of characters.
You say Simon, you say Paula, and people think, oh, well, it's the same old thing all over again with Idol. I mean, what makes it different from Idol and The Voice and these other competitions?
Well, first of all, the audition process is actually in an arena. So you're going to see people performing for a huge audience.
Oh, wow.
Live, and they also play music. So there's just a bigger feel to it all. Also, the age is going to be a big thing this year. It starts at age 12 and up. So I saw anything from someone who was 13 years old who blew me away to people that were 70 and 80 years old that got up and performed. So it's a lot different, believe it or not.
Idol, of course, they just lowered the age requirement to 15, and you had a couple of those 15-year-olds make it on through to the top 10 even. So that definitely plays a role. We're talking with entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman about The X Factor. It airs on Fox next week, but she was at the premiere last night. Simon Cowell was in the building, right, Joe?
He was, and they all entered in quite the grand way. They actually had smoke machines. They were playing loud music, so all the judges came out of the smoke. Everybody was in sequin gowns and nice suits, so it was a big premiere. They also had people in the audience get up and sing, and of course, in Hollywood, everybody can do something. Everybody's
right.
A talent of some sort. So
right.
They have these people in the audience that just get out and belt out a tune, so it was very entertaining. I loved it. Especially seeing it in the theater, too. It was just that much bigger. It was a tearjerker, Ralphie. I actually needed a tissue throughout it. I'm not even kidding.
You know, there were definitely some parts of Idol that I got a little emotional as well. I'm not gonna go as far as to say tearjerker, but certainly some that were... I came close. We'll put it like that. So, looking forward to at least checking it out. I'll certainly give it a chance. The X Factor next week on Fox. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman covering the premiere last night. Jill, thanks for the 411.
Thanks.